May 11th, 1970, Paul Cummings talking to Grace Mayer in her office, Museum of Modern Art, looking over the new buildings out there.
Yes, when I first came here, you could look straight down to the main part of Rockefeller Center.
Yeah. Now you have to look up through the corners of the other buildings.
The Empire State Building is visible from Power Room.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from the roof of it.
Yes.
Well, let's just get some background. You were born in New York, you said.
Yes.
And tell me about, you know, growing up here and how you got involved with the museum world and
that was a rather strange thing. I was working with a doctor on some research problems at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and I more or less came to the conclusion finally that one had to do one of two things. One either had to study medicine or go into another field. And he told me I'd make a hell of a doctor, so I gave, which I'm quite sure was correct, so I gave up the idea of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had reminded me that I wanted to go. Another thing that militated against it was that over the summer I'd given my job to the sister of one of the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back on the ship, my father said to me, you know, you're not going to take that girl's job away from her because she needs it. Very badly. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? He said, you're supposed to look for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So then someone reminded me that I'd always said I wanted to work in museums. So I called up the Museum of Modern Art, which is my first love,
mm-hmm.
and they said they weren't accepting volunteers because I realized the only way to break into the museum field was by volunteering. Those were in the days before one had to be a PhD to run an elevator in a museum. Really. And so I called every museum in New York, and the only museum that would give me an interview was the Museum of the City of New York, which at that time was over in the Gracie Mansion. And I went over there, and there was someone who subsequently became one of my colleagues arranging flowers in a period room. And I thought that must be a perfect marvelous place in which to work. So they interviewed me, two young men. One was Robert B. Sinclair, you know, the stage director who was subsequently murdered in Hollywood not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Died very tragically. And John Walden Meyer, who later became the director of the Museum of the City of New York. And they had never interviewed anyone before. So they would ask me a telling question like, do you type? And I would say yes, and then they would go out into the hall and go into a huddle for about 2 hours. And they would come back and say, do you take shorthand? And at that time, I was doing about 150 words a minute. But I decided that I didn't take shorthand because I knew I'd be the director's secretary forever after. So I said, no, I couldn't take shorthand at all. So they set me, they gave me a book called The Iconography of Manhattan Island. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's by Ian Phelps Stokes, and as you know, it's in 6 volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, read it. And I thought that was a pretty tough assignment. But I would read it in the morning, and in the afternoon I would have some kind of busy work. So at the end of about 6 months, I went in and I said, well, I've read the iconography. And they all looked up in amazement and said, why, nobody except Stokes has ever read that. We're not even sure that he has. But it did me a great deal of good. And the museum at that time was just about in the process of organizing its opening exhibition, at which point Robert Sinclair, who was my chief, took off for Hollywood because he preferred the world of the moving picture, the film world, to the museum world. So I found myself temporarily in charge of the department and with the responsibility of putting on the opening show, about which I knew practically nothing. So I had to start from scratch, and I had a great deal of help from Hardin Shelley, who was the great director of the Museum of the City of New York, and his associate John Walden Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And a few volunteers managed to put that part of the show together.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, museum work was more or less a matter of common sense, although John Walden Meyer had been to FARG,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in which you learned the theory of museum work, and still do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the museum at that point was still in Gracie Mansion?
We moved over from Gracie. We were in Gracie Mansion when I went there in the fall. And shortly after the new year, we moved into the new building, which was at that time empty and